Fifth question. Then, Shaivya Satyakama asked him, Sir, if someone among men should meditate here until death on the syllable Om, what would he obtain by it? He replied, O Satyakama, the syllable Om, Aum, is the highest and also the other Brahman. Therefore, he who knows it arrives by the same means at one of the two. If he meditates on the phoneme, the ah, then, being enlightened by that only, he arrives quickly at the earth. The Rig verses lead him to the world of men, and being endowed there with penance, abstinence, and faith, he enjoys greatness. If he meditates with two phonemes, ah and u, he arrives at the manas, and is led up by the Yajus verses to the sky, to the Soma world. Having enjoyed greatness in the Soma world, he returns again. Again, he who meditates with this syllable Aum of three phonemes on the highest person, he comes to light and to the sun. And as a snake is freed from its skin, so is he freed from sin. He is led up by the Saman verses to the world of Brahma. And from here, which is the aggregate of all that exists, he beholds what is beyond, the all-pervading, the highest person. And there are these two slokas, the three phonemes, a, u, m. If employed separate and only joined one to another, are mortal. But in acts, external, internal, or intermediate, if well performed, the sage trembles not. Through the Rig verses, he arrives at this world. Through the Yajus verses, at that sky. Through the Saman verses, at the heavenly world of which the poets speak. Only by means of the Onkara. Footnote. The recitation of the syllable Om. End of footnote. Does the wise arrive at that which is at rest, free from decay, from death, from fear, the highest?